live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
You know when you read something in the local newspaper or online or on social media and it just stays with you? Earlier this week, someone posted on the Camborne information page on Facebook here in Camborne about Bourne Primary. They are fundraising for a book bus in memory of a pupil who sadly died earlier this year. I've not been able to get it out of my head, stop thinking about it ever since. Mrs. Latham's a head teacher there. Afternoon, Mrs. Latham.
Good afternoon.
So, tell me a bit about Lila, if you don't mind.
Lila was 5 years old. She was in our year one class, which is known as Willow class. And she was a lovely, sweet, sweet little girl who loved life, was full of energy. She loved dancing. She loved singing. She absolutely loved dressing up. She was very keen on the dressing up days that we had at school. The last one we had was just after the children came back from lockdown last time, and we decided to hold a superhero day. Lots of the children came dressed as, I don't know, Superman, Batman, but Lila came dressed as a nurse, as a superhero. And, you know, that's the kind of girl she was. She really liked helping people and looking out for other people, and she was a very good friend to the children in the class. She loved unicorns, and she loved sequins and sparkles, and she loved the colour purple. And, you know, she was just a lovely child, and, you know, we miss her a lot.
I can imagine. She just sounds so lovely. And when you mention unicorns and sequins, I can just picture her now. I mean, you know as well as I do, working in a school, all children are special, but she sounds like a particularly special child.
Yes, I mean, she had had some health issues earlier when she was in reception, but she just really recovered and bounced back from them and never complained. So she was, you know, particularly special in that respect. But yeah, you're right, all children are special. But to lose one of ours was just devastating.
And at just 5 years old as well. Yeah. When did you lose her?
So she had a catastrophic spontaneous brain hemorrhage just before we came back for the summer term. So it was the 13th of April that she died.
That must have been so difficult, not just for her family and her friends, but I'm just imagining the assembly, the meetings in school now where the teachers have to explain to the rest of the pupils that, no, you're not going to see Lila around school again, but she's up there in heaven.
Yes, yeah, so obviously we're still operating in bubbles, so we haven't had the opportunity to be a whole school together, but her class of you know, the 5 and 6 year olds, we spoke to them about what had happened, and we've been supporting them ever since with lots of stories and activities and making things. We planted a tree the week after she died, a small cherry blossom tree that's going to grow bigger obviously every year, but with more and more blossoms on. We planted that with the children, and we've planted some lovely pink dianthus around in the flower bed that we created for the tree to be in, and they're really blossoming and blooming now. And the children stop often at the tree because it's out at the front of the playground, so children see it every day. And the children often stop and take out any weeds from the flower bed. And today there was a child who'd found a little seed, and she said to me, "Can I plant this for Lila?" So she put it in the flower bed. So the children are really still thinking about her a lot, as we all are, obviously, in school.
You're going to make me cry in a minute. Just hearing about the love that these children have got for their fellow pupil. And I'm just imagining now when that cherry tree comes into blossom, it's just going to be so gorgeous. But it's not the only thing you've done in her memory. You're planning on this book bus as well.
Yes, the book bus. So Lila's teacher, Judith Balls, over the Easter holiday had read about a school that had created a library out of a bus, an old bus. Hmm. And she came back after the Easter holidays and said, "Oh, I really think we should do this. It sounds really great." And at that stage, it was probably an idea that would have stayed just an idea because the logistics and the time and effort it would take to do that were something, you know, with COVID, probably something that we wouldn't have done. Then we heard the devastating news about Lila, and Judith was then more determined that actually we wanted to do this and we would do it in Lila's memory. And so she started writing out to bus companies across the region. And within a couple of weeks, actually, she had a response from Purfleet Bus Company in Essex, who said, yes, they had a bus that we could have. So they donated their old bus to us. And not only that, they'd taken the engine out and the fuel tank and most of the seats and brought it to us. So we had a delivery of a big bus in the half-term holiday. It arrived on a rainy Friday, and the children came back on the Monday. We hadn't told them because we wanted it to be a surprise for them. And suddenly they came, saw their playground. There was a big red bus in it.
I can just imagine the look on their faces. I mean, I've been having a look at your fundraising page and just the pictures of it, this big red London bus. It looks amazing. I can just imagine the look on their faces when they walked into school and saw this big bus and thought, what's going to be going on there? And of course, it's going to be a library.
Yes. We have a small non-fiction library in school, but it's tucked in a sort of corner of a corridor. And what we don't have is a fiction library. So this is partly why Mrs. Balls was so keen to have it. It was because we don't have a fiction library. And so what we're planning to do is have space in the bus for children to just go and sit and read a book. And we're planning to build bookcases, lots of shelves, nice seating areas for children so that they'll be able to go and spend some time in there browsing with the book.
Will there be a little bit of Lila in the bus at all?
Oh, yes. So we are planning a small area. I think it's going to be at the front at the top, but I might not be up to date with that. But there's a small area somewhere on the bus which is going to be designed specifically for remembering Lila. So I don't know what it's going to look like yet. We haven't got to that point, but probably purple with unicorns and sparkles and the things that she liked. With a little seating area so children can go and sit there and be quiet and reflective and remember her. And of course, anybody going on the bus will see it, and it'll always be a memory for us and a really positive and happy memory of her.
Indeed. Was she a big fan of stories, Lila?
Oh, she absolutely loved listening to stories. The children in reception in year one at this school have a really high quality story written, read to them every single day, and they loved it. And of course, Lila loved listening to those stories too. Yes, she did.
It's one of the abiding memories of my primary school when the teacher would sit us all down and just tell us a story, and sometimes they'd be quite grown-up stories for our age group, but it just set our imaginations running wild. And I can imagine this new bus is going to do that for a whole new generation of pupils. Tell me how we can support this project.
Well, the best way to support the project at the moment is through donations, actually. We've got a Just Giving page. If you search for Bourne Book Bus under Just Giving, you'll find it. We are aiming in the first instance to raise £10,000, and I think we're not too far off there, but that's just the first phase of the work, so we will need to continue to raise money. We've had a lot of people across the community, so parents but also other people who used to have children here or who just live in the village nearby, who are keen to get involved. So we've got lots and lots of helpers already working on cleaning the bus and planning for the interior, how that's going to look, the carpentry, mechanical side of it, because we needed to strip out lots of wires and old bus paraffin paraphernalia, I can't say that.
Yes.
So that's all being done. And then we need to do some work on the outside because it's a little bit battered. We need to do a bit of work on the exterior of the bus. And then, of course, we need to do painting and decorating of the inside and the outside. So we've got people that are doing those things, but we just need the money to be able to do it.
So you're raising money, you're looking for £10,000 in the first instance, you're almost there. You need to go online, look for Bourne Book Bus, that's what you're looking for. It sounds like not only was Lila a particularly special child, it sounds like Bourne is a really special school. It feels like it really has a place in the community.
Yes, and the community have been amazing. We've during lockdown also, we had some fundraising for the children to have digital resources to be able to access learning at home. So the community rallied round with that as well. And with the book bus, everybody's just so willing to give their time and energy and creativity towards it. So yes, I'm very grateful for the community of Bourne and the surrounding villages.
And I know you won't say this, but I think Mrs. Latham, as head teacher, you need to take a lot of credit for that as well. It sounds an absolutely brilliant atmosphere you create there. Just once more, remind people how they can support you. What do they need to search for online?
Well, you can search for on Twitter and Facebook, Bourne Book Bus, and you'll find our social media accounts there that has links to our Just Giving page. So the Just Giving page would also be Bourne Book Bus, and you should be able to find it via any of those social media accounts.
Mrs. Latham from Bourne Primary, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for talking.